Hello, George. How are you, my friend?
Oh, fine, fine. I'm afraid you're in trouble on this anti-poverty bill, and I can't let you down in a pinch. I've been concerned about it, as you know, and we can't afford to have it defeated if it should be. I don't think it would be by Texans, so I'm going to do everything I can to be helpful to you today and tomorrow, and I've talked to some of the fellows yesterday about it. And I don't know, a lot of the fellas on the fence, and maybe we can kind of work it out. Al Thomas and some of us. I talked to Joe Kilgore and some of the fellas yesterday. I don't know how many votes we can salvage.
Well,
these amendments are going to help a little, you know. Gives everybody kind of an out, you see.
That's wonderful, George. You don't know how much that means to me, and I understand the sacrifice that you're making, and I appreciate it, on you know. We've got problems with Fisher. We can't do anything about him. Rogers may not vote. He might give us a pair or help us some way. He's not positive. Casey is against us, but he really doesn't want to be vicious with us. Dowdy said he would pair with us. He doesn't want anybody to know it, but if somebody got father died or something, that he'd help us. Poole is trying to reconsider. He was against us, but he indicated he'd try to help. Joe is a possibility. Burleson doesn't like the way they're making it political and Frelinghuysen jumping on me, and all the Republicans, Halleck's telling them that they leave the Republican Party if they vote for Johnson, and Burleson said he didn't like that political angle. He didn't like the bill, but he might he might stand up for me. Teague told me that he would vote for the bill if it needed him, had to. Thomas, I haven't talked to him because I didn't want to. He wanted to go with you, and I think it's a good thing for y'all to go together. I think it's we'll get over this hump, and then we'll be awfully careful of what we do, and we'll try to look at our whole cards, and we'll try to administer it carefully. And you and Thomas can sit down. I'll get you down here some evening with Shriver, and I've talked to some of the better people out in the country, and instead of having a lot of federal operation, we'll have to get the best men we got in the states, and do it on a local basis as the local people want it done, and very efficient and very careful, and it'll reflect credit on us, and I'm going to see that that is done, and we're not going to, I haven't appointed a single human, and you can tell every one of them, they say I'm going to appoint this radical fella, that guy, nobody's talked to me, I haven't committed myself to anyone, I asked Shriver to take off from the Peace Corps to organize this legislation and get it through. I rather think I would offer to him the job of leading it if he wants to leave the Peace Corps. But I haven't made that decision. I haven't made any decision. So you can honestly tell him. And I will sit down, and as soon as we get it acted on, you're helping me here, I'll sit down with some of my friends, including you, and we'll explore what our problems are, not get into it too fast, but make it a sound, something that we'll be proud of instead of a disgrace. And I'll be very careful and handle that myself.
Yeah. Now, this Adam Yarbolinsky, he is not an asset.
He is McNamara's lawyer.
I know.
We borrowed him. They borrowed him from McNamara. Yeah. His father had a bad two or three organizations he belonged to. Yeah. The kid defended his father. McNamara has plans to send him up as Assistant Secretary of Defense. He didn't want to do it before the election because he thought it would be a red herring and they would be an issue. He thought that he would wait till after the election and sit down and we could reason it out even with the Republicans. He says there's nothing against the boy himself. He hasn't done anything wrong. He's been one of the best men he's had for 3 years. But we just borrowed him for this drafting. And he did. He's the best drafter. He's kind of like they used to raise hell about Ben Cohen. He was a great wild man. Well, he's the most conservative man in town now. But he is a skilled artist, and I guess a dozen talked to me yesterday about it. I said, I've never talked to him. I've never offered him any job. I've never recommended him anything. I don't want to just go out and say the man is no good and I've disqualified him. But I'll assure you, before I appoint him to anything, that I will be very damn careful, and I'll sit down and look at it, and I'll consider all of your views, and I'm not in the habit bringing in people that irritate everybody on the hill. That's not the way I've done what I've done. But I have never talked to him. He doesn't want it. He's not applying for anything. I don't know what Shriver would recommend if I appointed him. But before I named him, and it'd be a presidential appointment, I'd damn sure be very careful, and you can depend on that.
Yeah.
And I have no commitments to any person except to you. I'm telling you now, in the light of what you've said, after you've said it, that I'm going to proceed with the greatest of caution, with the knowledge, and I hope the consent, of the Appropriations Committee chairman, particularly you and Albert.
Well, I'd like to be able to say to people that I have assurances from the president that this program will be administered with the greatest care and the greatest caution.
And you can do that, and you can furthermore tell them that we're going to file with you what our plans are. And while the governor's got the power to reject anything that you feel is a questionable propriety or public acceptance, about all you have to do is just look at me and nod, and that'll be jerked. Because I'm going to be on a cooperative basis, George, and I'm going to get along with people and not to fight with the Congress. And the Congress don't want to spend money for this purpose, it just won't be spent.
Yes, well, and you've got lots to do, and I'll do all I can.
I know it.
Here.
Now, let me tell you who we had problem. Fisher, Rogers, Casey, yeah. Dowdy, Poole, Kilgore, Burleson, Teague, and Thomas.
Well,
now, we'll get Thomas, we'll get Teague, we hope we'll get Burleson, we'll get Mahon, I believe we'll get Kilgore. We got a chance to get Poole to cooperate, so that would leave Fisher, Rogers, Casey, Dowdy. So we can cut that 11 down to maybe 4 or 5, and that may make the difference.
I think it might make the difference, and I'll talk to Al right now, and we'll go to work.
Thank you, and tell Albert what I've said to you, and tell him that he can depend on me to work with him.
Okay.
Bye.